to talk sports.
Yeah, I heard Kingsguard. What were you saying about it?
Well, I mean, do you want the spoiler or?
No.
Yeah.
No spoiler.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
I said I watched some wrestling. I watched a couple episodes of Game of Thrones. I was talking about the Kingsguard and...
I don't know, I heard Kingsguard and it made me think of Game of Thrones. What were you talking about?
When Jon Snow died.
Ah! Stop!
On 1340 WKGN.
Every time you're not paying attention, I come back with a Game of Thrones spoiler.
What kind of person spoils things for people who are in the middle of a season? It's like the most inhumane thing you can do as a person.
As a radio professional, the rudest thing you can do is not pay attention.
You said Kingsguard.
Yes, Kingsguard, Amon Shumpert.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed the Sacramento Kings.
Hour 3 kicking off in the White Claw Studios. Hour 3 brought to you by the law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Visit g3helpme.com or call them at 865-558-8030. They serve all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident. You're going to want some help. They're here to help you. Like I said, they've been serving East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. That's g3helpme.com, 865-558-8030, or online at g3helpme.com. We appreciate them for supporting us here at the station via the G3 Help Me hotlines. I'm sure the drive will be taking a lot of calls about losing Terrence Lewis. They go live at 3 o'clock. We got Hour 3 headlines for you, Draven.
John, you a big Star Wars fan?
No.
Not at all? You haven't seen any of the old ones?
Nope. No.
I was about to say, you've seen some of the classics.
Do I like the old ones? No. Have I seen them? Yes.
What's your beef against Star Wars? Just not into it, not into the whole galactic battle stuff? Is that what it is?
I got no beef with it.
Just not into it.
I got no beef with it. I'm just not into it.
Well, for those Star Wars fans, there was some big news coming out yesterday. Big news. Baby Yoda's name has been revealed.
I feel like this is a spoiler alert.
Yeah, if you're watching The Mandalorian,
I don't feel like we should do this.
Maybe not.
But spoiler alert, the name is in the newest episode if you haven't watched it yet.
There you go.
That's good.
New name coming up, so just expect that.
I feel like people are going to be upset about that.
You think so?
Yeah, it doesn't.
How popular?
I think they're going to be. Well, no, I expect they're going to be like, hey, I just want to call him Baby Yoda. I don't want to call him whatever this name is.
Yep. How popular is the this TV series?
It's literally the only reason most people have Disney Plus.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I know people were like, oh, yeah, I'm going to cancel my Disney Plus till this comes back. Right. So, like, it's that kind of stuff, but.
Interesting. I want to watch The Mandalorian. Saw the first episode. I'd like to check it out. Seemed like it was pretty good.
It's solid.
Yeah. So let's get back to sports. Sports news. Sarah Fuller will continue as Vanderbilt's place kicker on Saturday against Georgia. Who's excited? Is she going to get... What are the odds here? What are you guys' percentage odds that she gets a chance at a field goal?
Or zero.
She gets even an extra point, anything?
Zero. Point
you think
four.
They get shut out again?
Yeah. No, we'll get into field goal range.
I was about to say.
We'll get into field goal range. Who they play this week?
Georgia.
Oh.
They're not going to score.
After getting shut out by Missouri?
She'll get to try a field goal against us.
And make it. Game winner.
Yeah.
She'll have an extra point after JG throws a pick six.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
Actually, just coming out of Nashville, rumors are starting to come out. This comes from a guy who covers Vanderbilt for, I guess, VandySports.com. I don't know. But he says that he's not sure if Vandy will have enough players to finish the season. He's hearing that six or seven more players have left the program, and some of them are team captain levels. That's an hour ago when he did a radio hit in Nashville. So there's a chance we might not even have a Vanderbilt game.
So you're saying Pruitt can't save his job with that Vandy victory. That's a shame. Doesn't even get a chance.
I mean, it's going to be the decision's going to be made this week.
You really think so?
You think? After this week,
I just mean either the decision will be either you fire him or you don't.
You think you have to?
When I say the decision will be made, I don't mean that they're going to fire him this week. I'm just saying whatever happens in the Florida game, if it's not enough to get you fired, then the Vanderbilt game's not going to do it.
Yeah.
We need a 60-point beatdown then.
I mean, like, do you not agree with that? Because, I mean, like, there's a chance the Vanderbilt game doesn't happen, and there's a chance you're going to, like, there's like a 65-70% chance either the game doesn't happen or you win.
I mean, I do think if we play Vanderbilt, there's no way we're going to lose at this point just because they're way more far gone than we are.
Right.
Which is something, saying something, I guess.
Like, I don't know what that locker room's like after, like, I don't know if they just hated Mason, now they'll be energized, or if they, like, want to play for the interim coach or what.
They want to play for the girl.
Yeah, between the girl coming in and, you know, giving pep talks and talking about how they have no team camaraderie and how they're lifeless, and then, like, the COVID knocking out players and other players just opting out, like, they might just be, like, you know, a mess that's too far gone.
Probably.
But so I think the decision will be made after the Florida game. If it's not enough to get embarrassed again on national TV in the CBS national spot, if getting beat by 30 points by your rival isn't enough, then he's coming back next year. That's just the way I feel about it right now.
And you're probably right. I would say, yeah, I'd probably have to agree with that. I don't see it going anywhere else. I don't know. That's another topic. Want to get some more college football headlines out of the way here. Sun Bowl off for the first time since 1935.
Oh,
isn't
no.
Kind of sad?
No.
Yeah.
You don't care about the Sun Bowl? No. I feel like the Sun Bowl's got a little bit of history and kind of every now and then it's a decent game. What was it, Pac-12 ACC? Is that what it is?
It was Pac-12 and somebody.
I believe it's ACC.
Maybe AC, yeah.
Anyways, yep, since 1935, its inception, Sun Bowl. Not happening this year because of the coronavirus. Tough news. Also, the Tennessee, you talked about Tennessee losing recruits. Well, Texas is losing some of its stars. Their defensive back, Caden Stearns, is like, yep, I'm done. I'm out. We lost again. No chance at Big 12. I'm done. He's going pro. Caden Stearns was one of their best secondary guys this season. Was a Big 12 freshman of the year in 2018. He is out of there. He's going to prepare for the NFL draft. I'm kind of surprised we don't see this more, especially these teams that are like, they got nothing to play for at this point, right? I'm surprised we're not seeing more of these big-time players opting out. Some bad news for the Celtics, man. Celtics, kind of a rough offseason, right, for them in the NBA with not really getting much. I mean, they got a something with Gordon Hayward. What was the trade and sign?
They got a trade exception, but they had to give 2 second-round picks for it.
They had
to pay 2 second-round picks to get the right. Like, a trade exception just means you can take on salary.
Yeah.
Like, you get a space carved out to take on a player in salary.
Has that always been around, by the way?
It's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Like, just teams very rarely use it. But, Golden State had one. That's how they got Kelly Oubre. Like, Golden State was, like, the first team that's actually used it in a while because they traded Iguodala to the Grizzlies last year. Didn't take any salary back, so they got to have basically an $18 million space held for them. Teams over the salary cap use it. That way they don't have to, like, send out any players or whatever.
Right.
And they, you know, it won't mess up their books. But then they get to bring in Kelly Oubre for nothing because he fit into that exception. So, theoretically, the Celtics could bring in a player for up to $27 million without only giving out draft picks. So, do they use it? Maybe. Is it a huge thing? Not really. It's better than nothing, but they paid 2 second-round picks for it. But it's been a bad offseason for them, which is why I told you the Hawks are going to be better than them.
I'm starting to believe. I'm starting to believe it a little bit because
fly, Hawks fly.
Also, Kemba Walker will be missing the first of the season with the left knee injury.
Kemba's done, man.
It kind of feels like it, right? I mean, it's constant injuries, stuff going on with this guy, and he's not even that good. It's not even like, I don't even think he's worth all this injuries and stuff you got to worry about.
I mean, I think Kemba was good, I guess. The injuries are going to. I do think the injuries are going to catch up to him, and they already have, and he's already short and needs every bit of athleticism and explosion he can have because he's not good enough at everything else. And I think he's in trouble. And I think that's the reason that, you know, the Danny Ainge trying to trade him.
Already, after 1 year.
I was trying to get, you know, trying to trade him for a first-round pick, and everyone's like, no. We're not going to have a first-round pick for Kemba to pay him $38, $40 million as he gets old.
Crazy. Yeah, Celtics not looking too good for them. Could be a rough start. We'll see what happens. Interesting headline. Bob Stoops. You remember good old Bob Stoops, right? Old head coach of Oklahoma. He was actually back at the Sooners practice today helping coaching because Oklahoma had coaches missing due to COVID. Lincoln Riley said that former OU coach Bob Stoops came out of retirement.
He's got the itch.
To help Darren Sinner's practice. Is this a sign?
Call him, Phil. Make him say no.
Is he coming back, though?
Make him say no, Phil. You start with Urban, you go to Stoops, and then we'll work our way down.
What do you think about this, though? Is this a...
No, I mean, Stoops... I think Stoops obviously still wants to coach somewhat just because, yeah. I mean, he was coaching the XFL.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just like this time, this year. The XFL was this year.
Oh, geez. Yeah. What? It was.
He was coaching the XFL this year, and, like, he obviously still wants to be around football. He just, I guess, wants to recruit and stuff, so...
Has to be a pain, honestly, all the recruiting and everything, all the time you got to spend into it. So what do you think? He's make a run at the NFL? Is this a NFL run for Stoops?
Probably.
I don't know. Could you see him as an NFL coach, though?
I don't know. Again, he coached the XFL, so I don't know what the hell he wants to do.
Yeah. One more quick headline for you. The father-son tournament be kicking off soon. Tiger Woods' son, Justin Thomas, a couple of big names in there. And apparently, Tiger Woods' son, Charlie, is talking a little smack, too.
Let's go, Charlie.
You see Chuck, little Chuck.
Who's he going after? Justin Thomas' dad?
Apparently going after Justin Thomas. He said, he pretty much said that Charlie wanted to play with them, really wanted to play with us, and he talks a little smack, talks a little trash, just like his dad.
The future is now, old man.
How about that? What about little Charlie talking some trash?
I really hope he's good.
I do too.
Since we last talked about this, do you see the picture of LeBron and Bronny?
Mm-mm.
Bronny's done turned into like a grown man. Bronny has filled out. The LeBron genetics have officially kicked in.
Really?
Yeah, he is now he's not like a little kid anymore. He's not like scrawny. Yeah,
he looks grown.
Yeah,
how tall is he right now?
I don't know how tall he is right now, but he looked like a grown man. He looked like a five star.
So is he a freshman in high school?
I believe he's a sophomore.
Sophomore in high school?
But they haven't started they might have started their season now, but like Him and Wade's kid were freshmen last year, and I think he's a sophomore now.
Gotcha.
But like I said, he's filled out now. He has got the LeBron genetics.
Mm. Interesting. Also, how about...
Let's go, Charlie.
How about Charlie saying, just like his dad? So I guess Tiger out there talking a little smack, too.
That's probably actually kind of annoying.
You think so?
Whenever Charlie does it to other kids, I'm like, just because your dad's Tiger, shut up, Charlie. It's cute, but like if he's growing up like as a narcissist that feels like he's accomplished something just because of who his dad is. The whole was born on third base and thought he hit a triple. We don't want Charlie to be like that. You can't talk too much trash if you're a prodigy. Like if you're a kid of privilege. But I guess Justin Thomas is cool.
Yeah, let's say.
If he's doing it at the kid's his own age, I'd be like, oh, this kid.
This guy.
Yeah. All right, go back to headlines. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. We doing Tuesday trivia? You guys ready to go? Cam, are we doing the same way of Tuesday trivia? You said you wanted to switch it up.
I think we need to change it up since we just finished that 7-game series.
Yeah, they got dominated. It wasn't very fun.
Stuff like
dominated. It was up 2-0.
I know. The reverse gentleman sweep. I was Kawhi Leonard. You were Giannis. It was the playoffs. You know what they say about Giannis in the playoffs? And like you guys aren't even like the lovable like underdogs, so like the crowd doesn't even like root behind you. Like they're rooting for me to win, so like it's not even fulfilling. It's just, I guess they're happy that I'm winning. But like,
I don't think that's true.
It's true.
I don't think so.
No, the audience was rooting for me.
You can tell yourself that.
I mean, if your granny's listening, she was probably rooting for you, Hayden. Not everyone.
I'm just saying
the majority.
Okay.
So how are we doing it this week?
I got a Jeopardy style for y'all.
Jeopardy style for us, okay.
I got 5 categories, 5 difficulty levels. So it's up to little strategy here for y'all.
I like this better, Draven. Yeah. I like this
little
better.
Strategy.
So I already like this.
So how are we doing it?
I got 5 levels, so just 5 points, 4 points, 3 points, 2 points, 1 point.
But I mean, questions are we doing, I guess, is what I'm asking. What are we doing?
I think we can stick with 5, kind of, would be cool with that.
Let's go with...
We'll play it by ear a little bit.
Let's go with 7.
7? Okay. We go 7.
What are the categories?
All right. Your categories are anatomy, around the world, the states, food, and general trivia.
Okay. Mm. All right. I'll go first. Can I go? We're doing 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, or what?
Yeah,
I just said
1 through 5 pretty much.
Let's go with, give me 4 on the states, please.
4 on the states. All right. There are alligators in this 1.5 million Square Mile National Park that was authorized in 1934?
Oh, God.
Are we allowed to steal these or no?
Have you ever watched Jeopardy, Hayden?
Well, usually we would be able to buzz in right now.
That's true, and you would get to steal it in there. So that was a dumb question by me. I'm off to a bad start. But no, there's no steals. I guess I'm just going to go with, I don't know if it's a national park, but I'm going to go with, what are the Everglades?
And that is correct. Everglades is a national park.
I put it on a tee for you there, didn't he?
That was the number four hardest one. You should have won last week, though. You got to go first.
All right. Name the categories again.
We can't do this every time. Anatomy, food, states, anatomy, general trivia, and
around the world.
And around the world.
Okay.
Come on.
Let's make sure. What are you feeling?
It's up to you. I don't care.
Oh, my God. Can you guys go?
What about food? You want to do food?
Yeah.
We know about food pretty well. Feel like.
We can't do this. If we're doing seven questions, you guys got to be fast.
What number?
Three.
Food for three.
All right. 5 years after its introduction of Ronald McDonald, McDonald's added what staple to its menu in 1968?
Jeopardy, you get 10 seconds. Like, have you guys ever watched the show? It's even giving you a little bit of extra time.
I mean, they started out with like hamburgers and fries, I guess.
Right.
So we could go like chicken nuggets.
I was thinking chicken nuggets or chicken sandwich, but I mean, they don't really have like a chicken sandwich.
Can you guys please pick?
Okay, let's do chicken nuggets.
I'm imagining it's the Happy Meal.
It is neither of those. Right. It is the Big Mac.
Oh, okay.
The Big Mac.
I thought it was type of food.
Yeah,
let's go with General Trivia 4, please.
General Trivia 4. All right. Who painted the surrealism art piece named The Persistence of Memory?
Surrealism. I'm not going to act like I know this. Monet.
It was not Monet. It was Salvador Dali. I know, so I went with like the melting clock and stuff.
You ever heard of him before?
I knew you'd ask about realism before. And yeah, that checks out. All right, go hurry up. Hurry up.
Go ahead.
Two.
Let's do states for three.
States for three. All right. In what state does the Gilmore Girls take place?
Oh, come on, man. Do you know this?
No.
You
never watched that with your girlfriend?
No.
I mean, I've seen it on, but I didn't make an emphasis to watch it. Is that with the mom, daughter?
Yeah.
And they're just like kind of doing
their thing.
They're girls. Yeah, just doing their thing.
Just girls doing their thing.
I feel like it was cold, so I want to say more north. Okay.
I mean, you got it. You've
never seen the show?
Never
seen it on, Hayden?
Not one time.
Well, that's helpful. I'm going to go with, shot in the dark, cold weather. It's a state, correct? I'm naming a state.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? Let's just go with, it's not New York because it wasn't like a big, big city.
Just pick a damn state.
We'll go Pennsylvania, PA.
You're right about the cold, but it was not Pennsylvania.
What was it?
Connecticut.
Yeah. I would never got that, yeah. I knew it was cold, though.
All right, two questions each so far.
Anatomy, around the world. Let's go with States 5, please.
States 5. What state's nickname is the Land of Enchantment?
The Land of Enchantment. Man, I've heard of this before. The Land of Enchantment. Oh, man. I'm just going to guess Oregon. That's not right, though.
It is not Oregon. It is New Mexico.
Yeah, damn it.
So if we pick one that he's picked, do we still get penalized for that?
No,
I'll just correct you. Yeah.
Land of Enchantment. I should have
known that. Okay, Draven, your turn. Pick one.
Let's go with General Trivia 300.
All right. What is the name of the plane that dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima?
I don't know what the plane is. I know what the bomb's name is.
I mean, that is the...
I believe it's Hiroshima as well.
Maybe.
Did the same thing?
Maybe. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, one of the bombs was Little Boy. I don't know which one that landed on, though. Because one of them went to Nagasaki. One of them went to Hiroshima.
Right.
Little Boy and... we can say Little Boy if you want.
Say it.
Okay, we're going to go with Little Boy.
That is incorrect. Gosh. It was the Enola Gay.
General trivia, 200, please.
300. You learned that in school. 200 for general trivia is how many ounces are in a gallon?
It's easy. Mm-hmm. Are in a gallon?
Yes.
That's easy.
So easy.
That's easy.
I'm going to go with 64.
It's wrong. It's 128.
Yep, you have to. There it is, 128.
I'm so bad.
Good. Y'all's fourth question.
Nice if you guys can get one right.
If you want to go, you want
to do a little chop it over there?
Yeah,
you low. Have let's a lead. Go low. We're like okay. Food 100?
No. Let's go 200.
200? Food?
States 200?
Yeah, let's do states.
States 200.
States.
All right, states 200. All right. What state? Well, you need state and city for this one. Where is the Torrey Pines Golf Course located?
Oh, okay. I know it's California.
Yeah.
I want to say it's in
the city.
I think it's San Diego.
I think you're right.
It's San Diego, Santa Monica.
Wait, we have to know the city, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. San Diego sounds right, but I don't know. It kind of feels a little sketchy.
Okay. You guys, please pick one.
San Diego, California.
That is correct.
Woo!
On the board for a couple points.
Well, we got 200?
Yep.
What does he got? What'd you get?
400. You got a 400, right?
All
right.
Give me states. Do we have any left in states?
You got the 100.
All right. Give me 100 in states.
All right. The show South Park is set in which state?
Oh, come on.
Colorado.
That is correct. Runs up
wasn't
to five.
Injured, so. Okay. We're down, what, 200 right now? Or no, 300.
This is your fifth question, too.
We're down 500 to 100, right?
To 200.
200.
Yeah. What's left?
Including this question, you have two more. Or you have three.
That takes long to do.
We haven't done the world ones yet.
Yeah.
So we'll suck at that. Everything. You do 300 on that?
Yeah.
300 on the world.
Oof. All right. What country established domain over South Africa in 1902?
South Africa, 1902.
Oh.
1902.
I have two guesses.
What was one of them?
I was saying Great Britain. And I was also thinking Australia. But that doesn't seem like a conquering country, though, Australia. Doesn't Great Britain own Australia? Or did at one time?
I don't know.
What do you think?
Okay. I don't know.
Hey, you just want me to guess?
Yeah, just go with okay, G. Well, go with GB.
Great Britain.
That is correct.
Look at you, Aiden. Look at him. Clutch.
We have a tie ball
clutch.
Game.
Clutch.
Yeah. Right here. It's in these veins, John.
We have a tie ball game.
Was it? Where was it at the last 4 weeks?
Two questions left per team.
New format.
Give me food for four.
Food for four.
Yeah.
The alligator pear is also known as what?
What?
The alligator pear is also known for, or another name for what?
Oh, I think I know what it is. The alligator pear. I don't even understand what the hell the question is. Why did I?
Let's go. Food? 10 seconds. Come on now.
I'm going to smack you in your face. Get back over here. Alligator pear. Just gator meat. Gator meat.
That is incorrect.
Is it pineapple?
Nope.
Oh.
So avocado.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Another nickname for avocados. Alligator pear.
Alligator pear. Okay. Pear. Okay.
I was just going off the scales.
I was thinking a pair of two things, and I don't know. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
So what's the score? Todd?
It's Todd. It's 500 to 500.
Y'all have two more. John has one more.
Okay.
No, I don't like this version.
What's the other category we haven't hit yet?
Anatomy. Nobody's done any anatomy.
Okay. Let's do anatomy.
Okay. Just like 100?
How much? No, we need more than that. 200 or 300?
Let's do two.
No, let's do three.
Okay.
Anatomy three.
Okay. Where in the body are the anvil and stirrups located?
and stirrups. Isn't that hip-ish? No.
Is that Listen, Traven, I haven't taken anatomy since... Never, probably.
Actually. Let's go anatomy. I've never taken it before.
Anvil's the bone that's like that.
Okay. Okay.
So.
Okay, so was it not your knee? Definitely not your knee.
I'm kind of thinking like hip, torso.
Okay, Draven, there we go. Hip.
You're submitting hip?
Or, I mean, is torso, is that an answer?
Well, I'll take both of those because they're both incorrect. Yeah. It's your ear. It's those super small bones in your ear. A little off.
Now that I think about it, off. I have seen those in the doctor's
what
office.
Do we have any categories with three left?
Besides anatomy? No. That was the three of anatomy also.
What categories do we have four left in?
You have it in anatomy and around the world.
What about two?
Two, you have anatomy, around the world, and food.
Give me around the world two.
Around the world two. All right. In the U.S., the president is the leader of the country. What title does the leader of Canada have?
It's one of those if I say it and it's wrong, I'm going to feel really stupid. Prime Minister.
That is correct.
Right. Shout out Trudeau.
Here we go.
Got to put the pressure on a little bit. All right. Yep. I don't like those 300, those 400 ones, anatomy and the stuff. Like,
yeah, it's dangerous.
We should go for the win.
We should go for the win?
Yes.
Do we have any 300 left, Cam?
Did you not hear me just ask that?
No, 300 left.
400 is only in anatomy and
around the world.
Around the world.
Draven, we can go for the tie or the win. What's the overtime?
What kind of loser mentality is that? We're going for the win, man.
But there's no chance we're going to get.
If you haven't, make a decision in 2 seconds. One.
You don't get to dictate the rules.
Yes, I do. Game over. Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Okay. Whoa. Around the world, 400.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
All right. Around the world, 400. This colorful body of water separates Saudi Arabia from Africa.
This is so stupid.
Let's see those ice in your veins, big boy. Were you just hitting your
I
veins?
I didn't want to do this.
Were you just saying you had ice in your veins? This is the clutchest question of the day.
Colorful body of water.
Let's see it.
Let's break this down.
Get those veins out.
Saudi Arabia and what was it? South Africa.
Africa.
Yeah, South Africa. So it's right there at the.
I think it's South Africa.
I think it's just Africa, the continent.
Yeah, it's South Africa. It's Africa.
Go ahead.
Whatever. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
People call it South. They're trying to throw us off, man.
You think South Africa?
I don't think
and,
what
no, go ahead.
Let's go.
It's a country. I'm just saying. South Africa. It's called.
Let's talk about it.
I said Saudi Arabia and not Africa.
You think Southern Africa is north of Saudi Arabia? Is that what you're trying to tell me right now?
I think that's what you're saying, Draven, and that's wrong. So
okay, whatever. It doesn't matter, man. That's not even the question right now. That's
okay.
Not even the question.
Okay, what seas do you think? What seas or body of water do you think is around there?
I don't know.
Okay. I mean, there's the Arabian Sea around there.
I'm glancing down at his phone.
Whoa.
Just checking. He looked down at his phone. 5 seconds.
We thought about Arabian
Jeopardy, Sea. 10 seconds is what you told me.
Yeah, you keep distracting him over here.
Yeah, with the whole.
All right, 10 seconds starting now.
There's the Arabian Sea over there, and that's all I know. Black Sea, Red Sea.
Yeah, where somewhere. Is the Red Sea?
Three.
I feel like the Red Sea sounds
two.
Right.
Okay, let's go Red Sea.
That is correct.
Let's go. Wow.
Right here, John. Right here.
Good,
in these veins.
Good job by you, Draven. Good job by you.
Oh, that was all Draven.
Good job by you, Draven.
Wow.
Great job, Draven.
I said it.
Draven gave the answer.
I kind of gave you that. It doesn't matter.
I said Red Sea. You said
Draven
weird.
Gave
What's
you
over
the answer.
There?
What are you talking about? We just all heard Draven give the answer.
Hey, win's a win, man.
It only took you a minute, so that's under protest.
That's a big L right there.
10-second limit here.
That's a big L.
Everyone heard us say 10 seconds the entire time.
That's a big L.
10-second limit. You guys took a minute. Just for the record. Just for the record, under protest. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. No chance, that's what you got. Up against a machine too strong. Great point by Wes, who tweets in, for them to not know the Red Sea was there after on a level 4, Cam included the hint colorful. Then they took 5 minutes to answer, biggest cheat ever. Thank you. Yeah, Wes agrees with my protest. They understand. 5 minutes, a hint on a level 4.
You should lose with grace, whoa, whoa, whoa. John.
You got a hint on your level 4.
What was my level 4?
The Everglades one.
What was the hint?
Yeah.
Alligators.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not,
yeah.
Yeah. It has nothing to do. The colorful, it tells you what the name is. Alligator just tells you what's there. That's
colorful,
like
I could have said black.
Alligators is a crucial part of the question,
Could we have not said black, John?
Yes.
Okay. That's not a hint. It's two options, at least.
Does it not narrow it down to 50-50?
Honestly, I didn't even think about the whole colorful part.
If someone would have been thinking
I did at the very end.
If someone would have been thinking of the Dead Sea, they'd be like, well, no, it's not the Dead Sea because there's no color in that. So, do you agree with that?
Well, I thought he meant the water.
Wasn't the alligator a part of the question? I thought the whole question was about alligators.
I said,
where the alligators inhabit. I thought that was the whole question.
I said, this park has, like, I think it said, alligators.
I thought that was the part of, like, the question was, like, what park has alligators swimming in it? I don't think that's a hint. That's
lose
just,
with
like,
grace,
question.
John. Lose with grace.
I was just reading a tweet feedback. That's all I was reading.
Okay. You can pick and choose.
I read the tweet feedback. And like I said, it's already under protest.
You know what? Now nobody gets hints.
Reread that question, though.
Cam, I appreciate you.
Reread the alligator question.
I like that format,
I just want to make sure I'm not
crazy. I like that
crazy.
Format a lot better.
There are alligators in this 1.5 million square mile national park that was authorized in 1934.
I don't have to say alligators.
Yeah, you don't have to, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read it as just where are alligators at.
So I thought when Cam read the colorful question, I thought he meant the actual sea was colorful for a minute.
Oh, you did.
Until the very end.
I want to know what Draven's thought process was. See, now he's the one who got the answer. So, what was your thought process, Draven?
His thought process was pick one of the three answers Hayden gave me, and he did. He did a good job. He did a good job.
On the 85th second after Hayden flipped his phone over and got the answer and flipped it back over.
Yeah.
I mean, you could easily flip it over as I get up. I saw you look down at the phone. Either way, whatever. Mm-hmm. Under protest, everyone hears
it. Flipped over like this the entire time.
Yes, watch this.
How am I going to type it in without you seeing me?
You get a text. Someone texts it to you. You look down. You flip it over.
Yeah, you look.
Don't
at
act
all,
like when I used to play trivia with Cody. Like you didn't use to text an answer.
I did. Yes.
So I know you could easily have someone texting you with answers.
The last person who texted me was Charlie.
You could easily delete
it
that.
It was at 12:56.
You could easily delete that during the break. Who do you? What do you think happens in a courtroom in a court case? You think you can just show whatever evidence you want to show? That's not how it works. The accusations have been levied, good sir. In 30 games against FBS opponents at Tennessee, this comes from David Ubbin at The Athletic. 30 games against FBS opponents at Tennessee. How many times do you think Tennessee has scored more than 35 points?
And how many times?
30 games against FBS opponents only.
Four.
Four?
More than 35 points?
Yeah.
So not just 35?
I'm assuming it when it says more than, it's not equal then.
Okay, so we scored 35 against Missouri this year, so that wouldn't count. We scored more than 35 against South Carolina last year, I believe.
Scored 40-something. Was it 41?
Yeah. I believe it was 41-26.
Still doing their trivia take forever the answer.
Yeah, just,
I don't know.
That's
I mean,
the only time.
I'll say four.
That's
the
only
time.
Okay,
okay.
That's the only time. And it took two special teams touchdowns.
Yep.
Ew.
So you've only done it one time in 30 games. And keep in mind, this is 2020. Like, if you're thinking of football in the mid-90s, it's hard to score 35 points.
Mm-hmm.
But this is 2020 when everyone can score points. Tennessee has scored more than 35 points one time against South Carolina last year, a 41-point outburst that featured two special teams touchdowns. Tennessee has scored fewer than 20 points. And how many of those games do you think?
Oh, 22.
22 of the 30?
Yeah.
That's aggressive. Has it been that bad?
Probably
13.
15.
13. Okay, so basically half the times. You scored more than 35 once. You scored less than 20, fewer than 20, 13
That's
of your 30 games, including each of the last four. The Vols have given up 35 or more points in 11 of those games. Which means that they need an offense that can win shootouts, but we don't have one.
Nope.
Ubben writes, Pruitt and his staff still seem intent on building an offense that plays like it can lean on the kind of defenses Pruitt fielded at Florida State and Alabama early in his career.
That was exactly my biggest takeaway
whenever he played, whenever we saw. It was like, he wants to just play like 2000, was it 10 Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have a 2010 Alabama defense.
Yeah.
And like, even newsflash, like, hey, Germ, even Alabama can't play that style of football anymore.
Yeah, they haven't been the past few years.
Alabama's like, hey, let's just score a bunch of points. This is easier that way. You mean we can have better athletes than everybody and just score more points than them? That's mm-hmm. fun. The defense can have a little bit of room for error this way. Let's do that. This seems way better.
And when you have their kind of talent on defense, you'll take that room for error.
Yeah, like you'll get like 4 or 5 stops a game and you'll win. Like Alabama's defense used to have to get a stop on 85 to 90% of the possessions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Draven, Alabama has to get like 4 stops a game and they feel like they're going to win the game. Give me 4 stops. Tennessee seems insistent on having a defense that has to pitch a damn near shutout. When I tell you that 13 of your 30 games, you've scored fewer than 20 points, that means your defense has to keep them under 17, basically. You can only give up 2 touchdowns and a field goal. Do you ever see a scenario where you keep Florida under 2 touchdowns and a field goal? Well, as long as Dan Mullen's got a pulse. And like, also keep in mind that like in a lot of these games, you've had a quarterback giving other teams touchdowns and short fields. That is a Tennessee stuck in the mud. It's the same. And this is what worries me when we talk about who's making the move, who's making the decision. And I just hope that like somebody above Philip Fulmer makes a decision for him. But like when you look and see who's making this decision, keep in mind Philip Fulmer played old school football, what, 3 or 4 years too long? As the spread started coming in and you realized, hey, 2 tight ends and a fullback ain't necessarily going to win you a bunch of games. Philip Fulmer drug his feet on making that change and realizing the times had passed him by. And now he brought in a guy trying to run the same type of game plan and offense that he was.
Yep.
Fulmer probably looks at this as real football. That worries me a little bit. Or I guess I should say that worries me a lot. Right?
Absolutely.
Anything I say wrong there in terms of just like the mentality and like when those numbers are laid out, like that's awful. That's terrible.
How much do you put that on Chaney?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Because, I mean, at Georgia, he was frustrating in that way too sometimes. But, like, I mean, I think this is Pruitt's mentality. I would say that Chaney wants to air the ball out more than Pruitt does.
Yep.
But I would say at times he's wanting to air the ball out too much when we don't have the personnel to do it. We haven't played complimentary football. Like, just go back to the Alabama game. Really, like, it's hard to get mad about the Alabama game whenever you knew coming in, like, you were going to get killed.
Yeah.
But it was also really hard not to get mad at the game plan. Do you guys remember the game plan early in that first half? We were running a hurry-up.
Yeah, we were.
And, like, running the ball. But, like, we were, like, running 3 and out. Like, let's run, get back to the line, run again within, like, 20 seconds. And, like, newsflash, guys, your defense can't stop Alabama. That's the game you should be trying to shorten the clock.
Yeah.
And, like, meanwhile, like, you're having a really conservative game plan. We're going to not let Garantano really throw the ball. We're going to try to run. Mm-hmm. Even on 3rd and 7, we're going to run the ball. Now, eventually, they took a couple shots down the field, but, like, it was still, like, you know, controlled aggression after the game was already out of reach. But, like, meanwhile, you're running a hurry-up. Let's hurry up to go nowhere. Yeah. Like, that seemed really dumb as your defense is getting gassed and can't tackle Alabama. That's the last offense you should want on the field. So when you ask if I blame Chaney or Pruitt, like, Pruitt gets the ultimate blame, but, like, Chaney and him just aren't on the same page. And I don't know if Chaney's being stubborn, too. And Chaney's like, I'll show you. You want me to run the ball? Watch this. Or what? But, like, they're obviously not on the same page. This segment was brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Sports gambling is now legal in Tennessee. We're heading into month 2. And you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 if you don't win. No strings attached. Place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit. Deposit $1,000 if you can afford it. bet on Florida. Bet on Florida. Make that your risk-free bet. Just take Florida this weekend. They're going to beat Tennessee's head shut. And if you don't, FanDuel will give you your first bet back if you lose. Up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit. That's just the beginning with FanDuel Sportsbook. They're always offering nice boosts, boosted parlays. The same game parlays are fun. I told you about almost hitting a couple last night. Stretched a little money. Gave me a lot of fun. To claim your risk-free bet, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up with the promo code TALKSPORTS so they know that we sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook. Promo code TALKSPORTS. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Apex Pet.
Last call is brought to you by our friends at Kraft Axe Throwing. Use the promo code FANRUN for 15% off your booking. Would make a good stocking stuffer. If you got someone in your life you don't know who, you don't know what to buy them for Christmas, get them a gift card. Go get them a gift certificate to Kraft Axe Throwing. Like I said, craftaxethrowing.com. You can walk in. They are welcome. They will welcome you there.
This will be my next date idea. Next time I find a lady.
You hear that, ladies? If you're listening and you want to go throw axes to Cam, axes. Who was yesterday talking about public executions, then there you go. Make sure you use promo code FANRUN, located minutes from downtown Knoxville. All right, what do you got for us? Let's pump the brakes. Let's keep it moving.
I got Polar Bear Army.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
Pump your brakes, kid.
Hayden will pay attention to what he's doing.
The Canadian Army celebrated the fifth birthday of a beloved polar bear at the Toronto Zoo by giving the animal a promotion to honorary Master Corporal.
What?
The zoo announced Brig General Conrad Milakowski, commander of 4th Canadian Division and Joint Task Force Central, visited the zoo to bestow Juno the polar bear with the rank of honorary Master Corporal. Juno was born on Remembrance Day, which is a Canadian holiday for honoring armed forces members who died in the line of duty. And so basically, and he was named after like the Juno Beach landings in World War II that Canada had a hand in. But so basically, this polar bear is an honorary member of the Army, and I hope they actually let this polar bear roll out and Canada gets in a war and just unleashes polar bears. That'd be pretty cool. Think about a polar bear with like some nice armor fitted on it, and you're just riding a polar bear in the battle.
I would just simply
fight. That'd be sweet.
I would just simply fight the polar bear somewhere where it was warm.
That's fair.
I would simply say, come fight me here.
I guess we probably shouldn't use polar bears
in Miami.
In
Miami.
Coward.
I feel like we probably shouldn't be using polar bears in war anyways because they're already going extinct. And I feel like war would speed up that process a little bit.
Maybe it's less inhumane, though.
Yeah, fair enough.
Instead of starving them.
Yeah, they just blow up. Yeah.
Take care of them that way. OnlyFans girl who famously sold her bathwater.
Oh, I know this story. You gotta stop
it's
on
a cool
this
story
one.
I've never heard in my entire life. That's insane.
You ever heard about this girl?
Can you hear it again? You
Draven, she, you've heard the saying, I would drink her bathwater, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like when KD tweeted that about Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah.
KD tweeted that?
Yep.
Say you want to drink Scarlett Johansson's bathwater. It's just basically a way to say you're thirsty for a woman.
Yeah. Extreme thirst.
Yep.
Well, this OnlyFans model, who has 1.8 million subscribers, apparently.
Gamers love her. That's
yeah.
how she got yeah. big.
Yeah.
She used to do Twitch stuff, I think, and then...
Well, she's stinky rich, but now she has found a way to a new stream of income. She is now selling used condoms from the porn she makes. Oh,
God. She just started porn. I bet they're selling, though, unfortunately.
Wait, are you serious right now?
Which is weird, because
that's
I feel like you wouldn't
news.
Want... Never mind.
But
weird.
Don't think it's fake news.
No, she was selling her bathwater. She literally bottled her bathwater and sold it and made a bunch of money off it.
Oh my gosh.
People are weird, man. There's somebody's down for anything out there. There's somebody.
Yeah.
What in the hell is wrong with people, man?
It's a good question.
That's
a good question.
Awful.
Shout out 2020, I guess.
You could probably sell videos of you watching Cowboys games to some people at like Payne.
Yeah.
That's like a good seller, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. It'd probably sell pretty decent.
Yeah.
You know.
I'd pay like $2.
A horror movie.
I'd pay $2.
Watching me get mad.
Anything else, Cam?
Driver pulled over for this.
No.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Free trips to Hawaii.
Okay.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
The state of Hawaii announced it's offering free round-trip tickets to Honolulu to people who work remotely and are willing to dedicate some of their time towards contributing to the community. The temporary residency program, dubbed Movers and Shakas, in reference to a Hawaii hand gesture that is interpreted as hang loose. You guys know the Shakas. They're offering people who work remotely online the chance to do their jobs from the comforts of the tropical state. So apparently, I guess, you have to give back to the community while you're there, so that's probably some community service or anything. Help out with stuff like that. But yeah, they're doing applications for the first group of temporary residents to be accepted through December 15th. 50 people will be chosen for the first groups of movers and shakas. Following applicants will be accepted to the program on a rolling basis. They currently have the lowest rate per capita of COVID in Hawaii, making it one of the safest places to live and work. So basically, yeah, if you are working remote right now, have some free time, want to go chill in Hawaii for a minute and are willing to give back to the community, go ahead and apply for this. You got till December 15th. You'll be one of the 50 people getting free trips to Hawaii.
Okay. Tries up next.
Hang loose.
Free trip to Hawaii.
I would. Better start working remote.
Better start. You guys have a good day.